You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians, talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. Hope you had a killer week. I most certainly did. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I'd just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I would love for you to tell a friend about the podcast. If there's someone in your life that just loves extreme music, that just loves craft beer, well, you should absolutely let them know that the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast exists. If you were to encourage one of your craft beer loving metalhead friends to become a brand new Vox and Hops head, that would be something that I would truly appreciate. Now, today's podcast is a very special one. It is a bunch of content that I recorded while Cryptopsy was down in Mexico playing Mexico Metal Fest. Get ready, everyone. This is Vox and Hops episode number 436 with Flo, Chris, and Dom from Cryptopsy, Daniel Sreder, Adolfo Torres, and Matty Matusik.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
What's up, everyone? Here we are at Yule. We're doing this right now. We're doing it, Flo. Here we are. We're at Yule, which is the airport here in Montreal. I'm with the guys from Cryptopsy. We are hanging out at Archibald, which has basically become a pre-flight ritual for us. It's a bar here. It's fun. It's early, but you know, when you're in an airport, you get to have a beer. We are off to Mexico Metal Fest. Starting with Chris, what are your expectations going to Mexico?
Hopefully not too much rain.
It's supposed to rain, but we're going to be pretty cool and dry backstage. I'm not worried about how you flow. What are your expectations, anticipations about Mexico Metal Fest?
Usually Mexican fans are great, super into it. There's going to be tons of them, tons of great bands, tons of friends. So just looking forward to have fun and planning a good show, hopefully.
Hell fucking yes. And we got Dom Grimal here with us, who's filling in for Ollie Pinard because he is out touring with Cattle Decapitation. Dom, been meaning to have you on the podcast. Let's get it done now. How you doing?
Great, man. Great. It's early in the morning, but it's cool to drink beer at 6 in the morning, 7.
I love it. We're boarding in a little bit. We're at Archibald. Let's do a cheers, and then we'll pick this up from Mexico. Just wrapped up playing Mexico Metal Fest. Christian Donaldson's here. Tell me about your experience. Tell me about your experience at Mexico Metal Fest. Did you have fun at all?
I think I played okay. It was actually fun. Very wet. But other than that, very cool.
It was very cool. The crowd was amazing. It is very interesting to come to Mexico and have a cold, misty, rainy day. Felt like fall in Quebec. Dom, what was your experience up there?
It was a nice crowd. It was a nice show, but like the temperature wasn't on our side, but everyone was like crazy, so it was a great show.
Hell fucking yes. Hell fucking yes. Let's see what Flo thought about this, your experience, Mexico Metal Fest. What did you think there?
Well, I thought it was great. I mean, the setup was pretty quick. The drums sounded good. A lot of technical difficulties. We got to dial that in. I think it's partly our fault and the organization, stuff like that, around doing this as fast as possible here. But I had fun, so hopefully the fans did. That's what counts.
100%. Always a good time coming and playing in Mexico. I played my very first gig here. It's nice to be back. Now we got to go home in 3 hours, Flo just says. We got Daniel here. He did a front of house.
I don't understand English. Я мовить тільки по-польську, не потрапив мовить по-англійську.
We just hung out for a month, and I didn't get a chance to put a mic in your face on the Carnival of Death, so I'm going to do it now.
It sounds really not cool if you are saying to put anything on my mouth, you know? Like, my wife is standing next to me, man. If she wouldn't be here, I would answer.
Talk to me about your experience. You did our sound out front. How was Mexico Metal Fest?
It was Mexico. Period. It was Mexico, but at the end we did it, so I'm glad it's over. I'm really glad it's over.
Hell fucking yeah. Let's drink some beers. Let's have a good time. I'm happy that you were with us.
You know that I don't drink beer, but I'm happy to be with you. And I'm more happy to be with my wife here because she saw you for the first time, and after friends, first song, she went away.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you so much for everything. We are here at the Mexico Metal Fest. I'm hanging out with Adolfo. You are the spokesperson.
I'm kind of like the pretty face of the festival.
That's a good job to have. I'm the pretty face of Cryptopsy, and I can say that because none of the guys are here.
I'm a singer as well, so I know that we
How
are.
How was your set? Talk to me about introduce your band first off. Let all the listeners at Vox and Hops know about your band and how your set went.
Well, my band is called BMR. Most of the guys are from Jalisco, Mexico. That's nice. In the center of the country. I'm the only one from Monterrey. Now I also work here at the Mexico Metal Fest, and the set was awesome. I mean, we opened the True Stage, and it's a dream come true for a Mexican band to be in these kind of festivals. And that was my dream when I was a kid, so it's pretty cool.
That is super, super fucking cool. Cryptopsy came in at the end to replace Carpathian Forest. I was very stoked when we got the offer to come back to Monterey. Monterey was literally my first gig with Cryptopsy.
Oh,
back in 2008, I learned the set. We didn't practice enough. We flew here to Mexico, and my first show was in a gymnasium in Monterey. So to come back and to play...
Factores Mutuos, probably?
Maybe.
You remember the venue?
Maybe. It was like a basketball court with like pieces of like the slatted wood.
Okay.
But it was all sort of like not perfect.
Yeah. Hey, rock and roll. Any
it
place
was amazing.
Is a stage.
And it was at that point where like Mexican fans are very passionate. So they want to take lots of pictures after the show and get autographs. And I had like literally no signature at that point. Cause
you just have a smiley face.
It was like my name, you know?
Yeah.
So throughout the course of the night after signing 10,000 things, I invented sort of like a signature thanks to Monterrey, Mexico.
That's very cool. I also had a hard time with that because when people ask me to sign something, like I have like my official signature, but I don't think that's safe to keep my official signature.
No, that's true. It's funny because when I went and I bought my house and I was signing for my mortgage, I only had my stage signature.
Okay.
And the woman was like, you can't use that.
Like with the horns up or
this
something.
This is not official. Talk to me about this festival. I'm literally not well versed enough in it. So what is the history of this festival? When did it start? Give me like a rundown of this festival.
Sure. Well, this festival started, it's 2016, if I'm not wrong. This is the 7th edition.
Wow.
The first one was in a closed venue called Sintermex here in Monterrey. And we hosted Brujeria, we hosted Venom, we hosted Megadeth.
Hell
and
fucking yes.
First edition. So the promoter, it's called Cacique, and they have some history doing rock and metal shows. But yeah, now they try to make this ambitious project, which is the festival, and it actually went really good. The festival's been growing to the second edition. That's when I joined the project. They asked me to host the interviews and to be the pretty face of the festival.
Fucking awesome. What is your history in hosting and interviewing people? Where does that all come from?
Well, it's a very funny story that I'm a singer, as I told you. And yeah, I met a friend that was into doing radio shows. And she asked me, like, do you ever thought about being in front of a camera and holding a mic? And I was like, no, I haven't. And she said, so I got you into a TV show.
Wow. That's a good friend.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's do it. The first time I was like in front of a camera and with the lights, I was sweating because I was so nervous, like mumbling and everything. So yeah, that was my first appearance on a TV show. I really hope that's not on the internet.
If it's, you know, it's not that long ago, so it is.
Yeah, that was probably like 11 years ago.
Okay,
like
YouTube exists.
Yeah.
Vox and Hops is typically about hanging out with my metal friends and talking about their lives and music while sharing craft beers. I sat down here, I had brought a different beer,
yeah,
which is not a beer that I want to showcase on my podcast, but I saw this. So tell me, what is this and what's going on here? This rock and roll craft beer by Marshall. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, this is a brand that's actually being kind enough to sponsor us this year.
Hell yeah.
And I think it's a Amp Top Lager, as it says in here. It's like a hoppy flavor. I tasted it like last year. I haven't drank one today because I'm working, obviously.
Well,
but
no better time than the present.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yes, and a little cheers.
Salud in Mexico.
Salud. Oh, it's it's got a bitter kick.
Yeah.
The hops kicks you right in the face. This is cool, though. A Marshall beer. Come on.
So
come on, people.
The alcohol volume is 4.6. It's
responsible.
Light.
It's responsible for my 6:30 a.m. lobby call to go back to Montreal tomorrow. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, cool.
This is a massive undertaking, this festival. Cryptopsy, we've been talking about how impressed we are with the organization of all. We've toured all over the world. I play festivals all across the world. Talk to me about the major complications and the biggest obstacles and hurdles that you have to get over while putting something like this at this magnitude together.
Well, I think logistics is always a huge, a major issue when doing a festival. Sometimes weather, for example, today we didn't expect. I mean, in Monterey, we usually have a lot of
sun.
We usually have a lot of sun, and that's why we pushed it to November last year. It was in late September, but we had like a sun that
it was like too hot,
yeah.
Like heat stroke danger.
Years ago, we hosted the show of Batushka as well. I think it was Batushka, and they were like sweating a lot and all suffering from the heat because, you know, European bands are not used. You're from Montreal.
I'm from Montreal, so we had very, very, very hot summers,
okay.
But global warming is a thing.
Okay,
but
yeah.
We were anticipating it being nice and hot when we got booked to come here. It was snowing when we left, so this is good.
We're very happy
right now.
But yeah, so those things that you can control, like climate, sometimes when flights are delayed.
Oh, yeah.
The guys from Gutalax just had an 8-hour delay.
I was talking to Martin.
And that was like things that you can control. But hopefully, or luckily, the team that works within the Mexico Metal Fest is very professional. They are always up to the task.
I fucking love it. Talk to me about putting the lineup together. At what point you must have booked all the bands you've ever wanted to book, but that's not true. Are there some dream bands out there that you guys haven't landed yet that you'd always love to have? Who would be a few of those for yourself?
Well, for myself, I'm not into the team that puts the lineup together, but I would go a lot into the metalcore scene in the U.S. and in Europe. My favorite band is Beartooth from Ohio.
Hell yeah.
So I would love a bit more Beartooth, Falling in Reverse, some a bit more old school like Bullet from a Valentine, but we're having Killswitch Engage in lineup, so that's pretty cool.
I know. Double Vox and Hops alumni right there with Adam D and Jesse Leach. They've both been on the podcast, and I fucking love them.
I'm going to interview them tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that.
You give them a beer. You say it's from Matt.
Yeah, I'll do
not
that.
Jesse, though, because he's gluten intolerant.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk to me about playing a festival. Like, is this the first time you performed, or and like it was always a dream you mentioned, finally getting onto that stage? Did it live up to the anticipation?
Yeah, it was very cool because, you know, I work with the festival, but last year, they didn't tell me that I was going into the lineup, and they had the bands for next year, some of the bands for next year on the screens while the...
To promote for next year. It's like, thank you so much. I'll see you next year. By the way, we booked blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and I was just in the crowd because I finished my interviews. It was the last day, and I was just chilling, and then my band's name appeared on the screen. I was like, wait a second, I know that band.
That's me. That's cool.
And it was, a dream come true.
Did they do that on purpose?
Yeah.
To surprise? That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very cool. Playing, I've been preparing for a whole year. I went to the gym. I was very, very focused on not screwing up my voice.
Good for you.
All for today. So, a 1 year program of working out and just focusing. It actually was very amazing. When I was up there, I kind of started crying.
Yeah.
Because my mom was there. My brother and my
sister.
That's
amazing.
It's awesome.
Something that I've dealt with, and I don't know if you're ready for this, is that tomorrow is coming.
Yep.
And you played yesterday. What's next? Like, are you ready for this hole in your life of, like, anticipation going to
perform and having a gym regimen for a year, living up to this moment, and now the moment's behind you. So what are you going to do next? And how are you going to cope with not having this carrot at the end of the stick, let's say?
Yeah. Well, this was like a plan that we made last year. We had some awesome shows in Mexico City, in Guadalajara, preparing for this. But we also had a Canadian tour, actually.
Really?
We went to Canada a few months ago.
Where did you go?
We went just to the Toronto area. And then we had one show. I'm terrible with names. We didn't went all the way to Montreal, but Quebec. We went.
The best.
Not actually Quebec, but the Quebec area.
Nice.
Because it was our first time there. There's another Canadian band in the lineup, Operus.
I know. Yes.
And
I don't actually know them, which is weird. But I totally watched them.
Those guys are very cool.
I just watched them I walked around the site.
Yeah.
Being completely anonymous, and no one recognized me because I had my glasses and my hat and my hoodie, and I just took it in. And Operus were just about to hit the stage.
They're very cool. The last day when we were in Toronto, we actually had some dinner together, and we planned hey, let's go to Canada again with better conditions. It was a DIY tour, and it was let's hope that it goes well. But this time we want to make it a bit more professional and actually start things going. And that's my plan for April, probably, because I don't want to go in the winter.
No, do not tour Canada in winter. No, do not do that. Do not do that. It's a bad idea.
I know.
You will suffer.
I know. But that's my first goal. I'm going to Europe in February as well, because I made a featuring with a band called Inhuman Rampage from Luxembourg.
Nice.
We actually toured Canada with them, and we also went to Europe last year.
God damn.
So, we had this featuring, and I'm going to go there, play some shows with them.
Hell fucking yes. I love it. Adolfo, thank you so much for sitting down with
me.
Drinking some beers, talking about Mexico Metal Fest. I had a good time. I have a few more hours that I can enjoy, and I'm very
excited for that. We need to catch
Mastodon.
We need to catch Gojira. It's going to be so fucking awesome, man.
Hell fuck yeah. Cheers.
Cheers, my man.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hopsins? I just want to take a little moment about Cryptopsy's upcoming tours. That's right, I'm talking about the Scream of Perseverance tour and our headliner dates that coincide with that tour called As Summer Burns. The Scream of Perseverance tour is kicking off at the end of May and runs all the way until the end of June. We are supporting the mighty Death to All. We are going all over the United States, and we are hitting some of Canada. So excited to be honoring the legendary music of Death alongside amazing musicians that performed on these albums. Even more stoked to be doing some headliner dates in some cities that I've actually never played in. If you are planning to come to any of these shows, you should definitely grab your tickets by going to voxandhops.com/summer, and you will be able to grab all of your tickets there. That's voxandhops.com/summer. Do it, people. Come hang out with me. Enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in your hometown. Come to a show. We're going to have a great time. Now, enough about all of that. Let's get back to the episode.
I am here backstage at the Mexico Metal Fest with Marte from Gutalax.
Hello, everybody.
Very happy to be with you. When I saw that you guys, we were at the last minute, and when I saw the lineup and a board that was here, you guys were here. I was like, fuck yes, I'm going to get to hang out with all my European friends.
Yeah, the lineup is sick, man. The lineup is fucking sick.
You had an adventure coming. So let's
man.
I just had a chat with Adolfo, and he sort of hinted at your adventure. So why not let everyone in on your beautiful misfortune?
Yeah, it was not so adventure like a fucking nightmare. Yeah, but we drove to Vienna, then we fly from Vienna to London. We were on time in London, but there was no parking place for the airplane.
God damn it.
And we were waiting one hour in the airplane, and we missed the connection flight to Dallas.
So frustrating.
And we saw the airplane, actually.
Because you saw it fly away?
Same fucking terminal, you know? So they gave us two options. One option, flying the next day in the same, to Dallas, but we will miss the show. So second option was waiting 8 hours at the airport and fly to Mexico City and stay to Dallas, and then from Mexico City to Monterrey.
You are a trooper.
Man.
All for the show. I saw the show, and the crowd fucking loved it. Talk to me about inciting a party in metal. It's something that Gulax is renowned for. You guys are definitely the most fun band in the most extreme world.
Thank you. We're trying this. Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I think it's. I really, really enjoy it, making people dance. It's a completely different environment in a mosh pit at a Gulag show than many other shows. Where does that come from?
Man, we are just like, you know, party boys. We like a party, and we know that people like party. So why not the party together, you know?
Exactly.
And why not the...
Why the aggression?
We have fucking music, you know?
Yes.
We like that idea to play without any idea. If you know what I mean. So let's switch off your brain and, you know, forget the stress and your work and what the fuck you are solving at home and have fun with us for like
half
an hour, man.
I think it's awesome. What is your relationship with Mexico? Have you guys been here before?
Yeah, we played here already two times before. We had the two Mexican tours. First at 2013, second 2018.
There's a car coming.
This is super close.
There's a car coming super close to us right now. I don't know what it's doing, but it's doing something.
Yeah.
It's probably full of fireworks.
Did you see how tiny they have fucking entrances everywhere?
It's crazy, but did you see the big 18-wheeler there where they're wiring all the pyrotechnics? I was like, that's so close to us. You got Borknagar starting in the background.
We have a really nice relationship with the Mexican fans.
That's amazing. Yeah. Talk to me about being on stage and finally all the suffering.
We have a lot of friends
here. Talk to me about like playing here and the festival. What was your experience?
Truly, when we got the offer to going to the Mexico just for a single one show, we were really talking a lot about it because it's far away. It takes like 2 days to play just one show.
Yeah.
But then we said with guys like, but look at the fucking lineup, you know, and we got the offer, and we know that the Mexican fans love us and we love them, so we have to do it, man. So we did it. It's hard because we didn't sleep for like almost 2 days. But
now you get to relax and enjoy after the set.
I can sleep in the other life.
Hell fucking yes. You probably remember this, and I hope you do, because it's how I primarily remember you, is you booked us.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna butcher it, because I spent all day trying to phonetically learn this name, and I never learned it properly. Český Budějovice.
Český Budějovice, yeah. You can say Budweis.
Exactly, which is basically the city where Budweiser was created.
Yeah, the venue right now is completely different.
Ah.
We did a really big reconstruction. It's bigger, and it's like more cozy.
We definitely had a great time that night, though, honestly.
That's important for me.
And you took such good care of us.
I always do.
And my vegan self really enjoyed all the food, the catering.
We have a lot of vegan cooks around.
It was very, very nice.
Thank you. I'm happy when you're happy, you know?
I'm very happy. We're going to keep being happy right now, but not with people listening.
Cheers, man.
I greatly appreciate you taking some time to hang out with me.
My pleasure. Cheers, man.
Cheers to you, man.
Cheers. Thank you, bro.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening right today. And you know that I love and appreciate that. Man, this was just an awesome weekend. It went by so fast. You know, when you leave your house on a Thursday and then you arrive back home on a Saturday and you get to live such a crazy experience between those periods, it was just insane. It wasn't perfect. There was some strange things that happened, such as our gear being held back when we came in the first day. That was extremely stressful. It was actually a very important piece of gear, our whole new in-ear system. Luckily, it arrived Friday night, so we got to go to sleep with no stress on our shoulders before we had to perform. The changeover, as it was for a few bands before us, was hectic and crazy, and It was a special show, I'll say that. The crowd brought it. What an experience. The weather was different than we expected also. It was raining. It was cool. But the crowd was there, and it was so amazing to finally return to Monterey, that place where I played my very first Cryptopsy show. It holds a very, truly special place in my heart. I do want to say something else that did disappoint me, and I will say it on the podcast right here, is that I had two Vox and Hops heads that were going to come to the show, that tried to come to the show, that I tried to put on the guest list, and sadly, it did not pan out, and that is something that made me frustrated and upset. So I'm going to give them a shout-out right now, because I think they deserve it. They showed up, and they were not on the guest list, and they could not get in, sadly, which was extremely frustrating. So a massive I'm sorry, and I wish that things had worked differently to Nayeli Flores and Geraldo Fabilia. You guys know how much I appreciate you, and I'm so sorry that this happened to you, and I will try my best if I go back down there to make sure that this does not happen again. Aside from that, massive respect to all of the crew and everyone that helped put on the Mexico Metal Fest. It was truly a pleasure. I had such a blast, and I cannot wait to get back down there. Got to meet a bunch of amazing people. I hypothetically made contact with a massive musician that loves craft beer backstage, and I'm hoping to set up an interview with him. So I'm not going to tell you who, but it's going to be a good episode if I get that done. So thank you all so much. I had a great experience. I'm looking forward to everything that Cryptopsy has coming up, such as the Asia tour that we got coming up. This was definitely good practice. Flying so much and not sleeping very much is basically a clear anticipation of what I have coming up very soon. So this was a good practice run, as I was telling the guys in Cryptopsy, and we're going to have fun. Now, if you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, you should sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. You can do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week that contains all of the details of everything that has happened recently in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You get to see which episodes I dropped recently. You will get to see which episodes I have coming up. You will get to hear about any projects I have in the works before I announce them to the public. You will also get to find out what's going on in the world of Cryptopsy and with As Gamora Burns dropping back in September. We have a lot of stuff going on, so if you want to be up to date in that, sign up to the mailing list. The mailing list also includes all the details of all the albums that the Vox and Hops album review crew have reviewed recently, and you will get to see which albums Jerry Monk, Vox and Hops' metal architect, has added to the Brutal Awakenings playlist. There's always a lot of stuff going on in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, so please do me a favor and sign up to the mailing list, because I hate when you miss a single thing. The Vox and Hops Metal Podcast is brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts. I hope you have a killer rest of the week. I will be back next week with one episode on Tuesday, the final episode of 2023, before I take a break in December. But until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream, and in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at SoundTalentMedia.com.